Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Little soggy ride. Weather's not great, but that's all right. If you're in your car, deal with it. If you're at home, hopefully you understand a lot of the things that we're trying, the points we're trying to make this morning. And one thing that we can think about, which maybe takes the thought of the weather today away, Phillies open the season less than a week away. Less than a week away. But here's something that, and I can't remember the last time that the Phillies went through a spring training and did not once, have their regular lineup in a game in spring training. And that's not going to happen today. The Phillies are playing on the road. Bryce Harper has not been playing, so he's not going to travel and play the game on the road, even though the game is, I think it's close. It's not that far away, but it doesn't matter. He's not going to play today. So they have not played their, whatever their lineup's going to be. And we know Schwarber's going to lead off because Rob Thompson's kind of stuck in that time warp of analytics. But they haven't played their full starting lineup yet this spring. I mean, they don't play a lot of regulars in the spring. That's why the games are great for the kids, and if people want to go to Florida and Clearwater and, you know, enjoy that part of it, going to a ball game at spring training is always an enjoyable experience. But you never get to see the players the way that's going to be set up for the regular season. But that's not my big point today. I mean, that's the reality of most teams in spring training. Less than a week away, this coming Thursday, the Phillies will open the season against the Atlanta Braves. But right now, there's still no Bryce Harper. I don't know how many people are worried. I think about it. Rob Thompson said the other day, he says there's no problem. He'll be fine. He was practicing yesterday in the field, and he played in inter squad game. It was probably some kind of inter squad game that he played in. But the reality is, and everybody talks, and they're all talking about, and we know what their goal is. It maybe the most ridiculous and stupid question you can ask a Phillies player is your goal to win the division. If it's not, you shouldn't be playing and you should retire. Sure, it's the goal to win the division. But what does it take? What does it take to overcome a very good Braves team? What does it take? What does it take from the Phillies? What do they have to do to be better than the Braves? I think people have to admit the Braves probably have a, not probably, I think they do have a better roster. They do have better pitching. Not that the Phillies pitching is bad. The Phillies pitching is good. First three starters look good. Wheeler, Nola, Suarez. After that, Sanchez will probably be the fourth starter because there's no way you can make Taiwan Walker the fourth starter right now. There's no way. And the fifth starter doesn't really pitch that much in the first few weeks of the season because you do have off days. So pitching wise, and I still wonder who's the closer. Is it Alvarado? Is it Sir Anthony? Who is the closer? I mean, they have some young players, but I don't think they're ready to close yet. So when you look at this team, are they good? Yes. Yes, they are good. There's no question they are a good baseball team, and they have a chance, and they will be in the playoffs. But it's really, are you better than the Braves? Are you better than the Dodgers? Now, both those teams seem to struggle when it comes to the playoffs, and I really think the fact that you get a bye does not help a team. Players want the days off, and that's all good, but it takes you out of a rhythm that you're building up. You're really building up a rhythm at the end of the season, and I think that's why having that bye, and baseball has got to find a way. They really have to find a way to deal with it, and that's really a disadvantage. You think it's an advantage for a team, but it really is a disadvantage. All right, you're pitching. You're not going to have your number one pitcher in the first game after when you play a team with a bye. You're not going to have your best matchup it's rare that you're going to have your best matchup the way the dates are set up. But I just what is it going to take for the Phillies to be better than the Braves? You can't say they're better than the Braves now. You can't. I mean, Braves are a really good team. A really good team. They really are. And their pitching is really good. So we'll take a look at that this morning. The Braves manager made a comment, which you may have heard this week. We'll play it again shortly. Where they don't like Philadelphia fans. He does make a good point. I mean, the fans are loud, and that's one thing, but he does make a good point. We'll get to that. All right, the Eagles, we will talk about them today. They added quite a bit so far in the offseason. The draft's still coming up. But are the Eagles, really, when you think about it, are the Eagles good enough? Are the Eagles good enough, when I say good enough, are they good enough to go to the Super Bowl? I don't think so right now. They are good. I don't think the conference is that strong. San Francisco is not going back to the Super Bowl. That's a fact of history. When you lose in a Super Bowl, you almost never go back the next year. They don't have to worry about them. They're not playing them. I guess they have to worry about their record. It's Green Bay. I think the biggest challenge in the conference is going to be Green Bay. It's not going to be Detroit. Detroit has to show me they can do it 2 years in a row. It's not going to be Dallas because the quarterback's not good enough. Jerry Jones isn't good enough the way he's put together that team. And they always find a way to choke. They do. They are the best chokers in NFL football, and it's not even close. There's nobody that's even close at number two behind number one choking, the Cowboys choking, as they always do. But are the Eagles good enough to get to the Super Bowl? So we'll touch on that too. The Sixers, does it really matter? Does it really, really matter? It's ridiculous. They compete, but they really don't compete. You know, I looked, and it's just been the last couple of games. A statistic which, to me, really stands out. The fact that the Sixers are shooting very, very poorly. That's one thing. Against Phoenix, they weren't even in the game. They were down 20-some points. You know, the final score, I think, was 12 or 13, but that's irrelevant. Last night, they lost to the Lakers, and the Lakers aren't that good. The Lakers aren't that good. But the statistic that stands out, the other teams are turning it over more than twice as much as the Sixers, and the Sixers can't win the games. Usually, that's a telltale sign that you should win. The Sixers are a bad basketball team. To say they're not good is an injustice to reality. They are a bad basketball team. So we can talk about that. But here, the question that I have, and I'm gonna play a comment from Nick Nurse, which I think he's just not straight up, and he's not, I'll use the word, completely honest. The fact that he's not honest most of the, I guess he's honest some of the time, but not most of the time. I'm going to play a comment that my eyes popped out. It's like, what is he talking about? We'll play that. But is it, here's the question I have for Sixers people. And you got to think about this. Should the Sixers not make the playoffs? Is it better for them to just keep on losing, not make the playoffs, not worry about Joel Embiid coming back, not worry about any of those things, and just not make the playoffs? Now, they're not going to get the number one pick, but at least they'd be in the lottery. Do they have a chance to win in the playoffs? I don't care if Embiid comes back. Every series, real playoff series, the play-in games are not playoffs, although the commissioner likes to include that when convenient. Is it really better for them to just lose? Because they're not. They're, every series is going to be a road series. Every series, the disadvantage is going to be a road series. You're going to, the home court advantage goes to every other team that they're going to play. So does it really make any sense? And your NCAA, and by the way, I know the last couple of days in the sports book of Borgata, it was crazy. It's a hopping place these days. It's going to be a hopping place again today. It's games all day. People sitting there and just betting the games, watching the games, and watching. It's already been blown up. Your NCAA pool, it used to be called a pool, but they don't want you to think it's gambling. It's brackets, whatever you want to call it. More than probably 70% of the people are out now. They're out. More than 70%. You're done with all the upsets. And that happens all the time. More so now, because the good teams aren't that much better than the teams you don't think are as good. There were a couple 11 seeds that won on Thursday. I think two or three 11 seeds won. Yesterday, there was a couple of 12 seeds that won. There was a 14 seed that won against Kentucky. And Yale was Yale a 15 seed and beat Auburn? Were they a 14 or a 15? And Yale beat Auburn. Yale's won two NCAA playoff games in the history of Yale basketball. In the history of Yale basketball. Now, how many people? There might be one or two, but you're not picking them all. People are getting destroyed. And they're already, after the first weekend, most people will be done. Now, there's some places that have a Sweet 16 pool, which is just, you know, that's a loser's pool. It's just like, who cares? You're not going to be able to pick them. Jay Wright made a great comment about the NCAA, about the good teams, and he was directing it mostly at Kentucky. They lost to Oakland. I didn't even know Oakland had a university or a college. they have 18-year-olds playing against 20 and 21-year-olds, because at those other schools, the players stay for quite a while. So you have the experience where 18-year-olds, and Kentucky's loaded with freshmen. They got a lot of one-and-done guys. You recruit those really good guys, and I don't know that they're NCAA tournament ready because they're such young players. And Jay Wright made that comment when he was on, I guess it was a post-game show, for CBS, that they're not good college basketball players yet. Now, most of those guys are going to be in the pros, where Oakland University or Oakland College, I don't know exactly, but Oakland, I'll just call them a college, the college at Oakland, is not going to have probably any players that play in the NBA, where Kentucky will have a bunch of them. But right now, that's not good when they're freshmen, 18-year-olds playing against 20 and 21-year-olds, which was a great point by Jay Wright. And you got to look at that every year, because the really good teams have young players, and they're usually playing teams that have players that have been in college for 3 and 4 years. So it's a different kind of thing. All right, our question today, and it's a question, it's kind of based after listening to you, Douglas, off and on yesterday. He was in Clearwater, and he got caught up in Phillies are going to, I don't know if he said they're going to win the division. Joe Giglio got caught up in all that. But he said Alec Bohm is going to win the Silver Slugger Award. Now, Alec Bohm has turned into a nice player, and I think he's going to have a good year. But he's not going to win the Silver Slugger Award. There's some really, really good third baseman out there. But whatever the case, I mean, you can always hope for it. But here's a couple of other things that Hugh Douglas said yesterday. I think he said there were, it was either whales or sharks or both are in Lake Tahoe. I've been to Lake Tahoe, and there's a lot of people walking around that lake with their boats. There's no sharks, and there's no whales. How do you get sharks or whales in a lake? I think Lake Michigan is bigger than Lake Tahoe, and there's no sharks or whales there. but he was dealing with Lake Tahoe. Sharks or whales in Lake Tahoe. But then the other thing, he didn't know which coast he was on in Clearwater. It's the Gulf Coast. You're the water there is the Gulf. So then his comment was, well, we're close to the Atlantic Ocean. It's on the other side of the state. So since I've classified you, Douglas, as a dope, let's just, to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, where it's hopping out there, too. Food's great. The atmosphere's great. They're in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. Here's the question. Kind of having a little fun with this, and it encompasses a lot. Your biggest dope. Now, it can be the callers, caller-on-caller crime, a player, or a talk show host. Your biggest dope. And you can choose from any one of those. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. But you already know the number. That's why I don't have to give you the number 20 times before I give you the number. 215-592-9494. And we'll get to the phones. And we will also hear from the Braves manager criticizing Phillies fans and Nick Nurse with the most ridiculous comment that I have heard. It's the most ridiculous comment that I have heard so far when it concerns Joel Embiid. All right. We have some open lines we'd like to get through. The time now, and we will hit it hard with the callers coming back. It is, we're going to deal with something else concerning the Sixers also when we come back. The more I think about it, and we'll talk about the Phillies with the season coming up, talk about the Eagles, but the more I think about the Sixers, what is the advantage? Think about this. What is the advantage of making the playoffs? What is the advantage? I would say probably none. I'm Howard Eskin. The time is now 8:19. WIP on a wet, rainy Saturday morning, but the thought of baseball should make it much better for your mental approach, which comes up a Thursday. Now, there's an early forecast of rain, but the weather people are so clueless that you can't really
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't have high regard for a forecast that many days out. So, all right, let's go to the phones, and let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Morning.
Hey, Howard, I know that... You know, obviously, there's a lot of expectations for this Phillies team coming up.
Sure.
And everybody surely realizes that the Braves are, on paper, the better team. But with that being said, I mean, I know this is a topic of conversation, and it has been as far as, like, Schwarber batting at the top and his slow starts. I mean, so how long do you give him, you know, at the top of the lineup before maybe you think about moving him down or moving him around? Because – realistically, like, if we get a couple games behind, it's going to keep snowballing, and then we're probably not going to win a division. I know there was a lot of talk this weekend about, yes, of course we wanted to win a division. So
yeah, well, why wouldn't you? When you ask a player, is your goal to win the division, what do you expect him to say? No? I mean, it's a ridiculous question. It really is a ridiculous question. What will it take to win the division? And that's my question. What will it take to win the division? Some players are going to have to play better. Some players, everybody goes into a slump. I don't know what the Braves' strikeouts are compared to the Phillies, but I would say they're better at making contact. I don't know how much better, but I would say that they're better. And you make a comment, the Braves are better on paper. The Braves are better. I don't care whether you put it on paper. We've seen that. History tells you the Braves are better. They have good young players. They have good veteran players. They have some. I mean, the Phillies, Bryson Stott is a good young player. And outside of that, what young players that you say, well, they have good young players. I mean, Rojas can field. We're always saying, but right now he can't hit. I don't care what his numbers were in spring training. So when you look at the teams, the Phillies are good. There's no question. They're the second best team in the division. Can they win the division? Sure. Can they get to the World Series? Sure. Are they better than the Braves? No, they're not better than the Braves. And I challenge anybody to tell me that they're better than the Braves. Braves are the best team. But everybody knows that. So what will it take for the Phillies? What will it take for the Phillies to win the division? That's what it comes down to. That's a question for you or anybody else.
Well, if you're sending that question back to me, obviously we've got to cut down on our strikeouts and, you know, obviously move the runners when they're on base. We can't always depend on the home run ball, and I think that will, you know, lead to the manufacturing of, you know, some more runs, which will obviously hopefully translate over to a couple more wins.
Well, and the thing is, when you ask me about when do I think Schwarber will not lead off, I wouldn't lead him off to start the season, but he will lead off to start the season. There's no question. And Rob Thompson is locked into that. And I know spring training is meaningless, but you're not facing good pitching most of the time. You're facing players that are just trying to work on things. So it's not really good pitching most of the time. And Kyle Schwarber struck out half his at-bats. 50% of his at-bats were strikeouts. That's unacceptable, especially in spring training. My gosh, that's just brutal. That is brutal. He wouldn't be my leadoff. It's too bad. He's such a great guy, and he's a great teammate and all those things. But he's not a leadoff hitter. I'm so tired of hearing about walks, and he's going to hit home runs. He's going to hit home runs anywhere in the lineup. He'll hit home runs anywhere in the lineup. He's going to hit home runs. But I want speed at the top because their games, and especially in the playoffs, as we saw last year, they're going to have to generate runs with some speed. And that's not the way they play the game. And they better start learning how to play the game a little more that way. So, all right, who is your – have you thought about your biggest dope?
I'm going to go with a caller, and it's got to be Cowboy Jim.
Okay. You know what? That would be a good one. Cowboy Jim. He's a dope in any way, shape, or form. All right, John. You have a great day and a great weekend. All right, let's go to Joe in South Philly. Joe, what's up? Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. Bob.
Good morning,
Bob.
King.
It's Joe? Okay, we went to Joe.
Yes, King.
That's my mistake. All right.
King, I'd like to hear your thoughts on something. Why in the World Series, why does a losing team sit on the bench and watch the other team celebrate?
Okay.
It's only in baseball.
No, it's not.
I never saw it in any other sport.
Well, I was when the Eagles lost the Super Bowl. They don't. There's some players that sat on the bench. Some players that just stood there and watched the Kansas City celebrate, because you want to. In a player's mind, it's a horrible feeling, and you never want that feeling to happen again. So you look and say, I'm not going to let this happen again. I don't want this to happen again. And you look and you say, you know, I'm just going to watch what could be us enjoy the moment. So it's a foolish question, but that's all right, Joe.
Well, I got it. Now, Nick Nurse.
Yes.
I was reading a column about him. I think it was last week. Four paragraphs into the column. I didn't know what he was talking about.
But what was it? What were?
He was talking about the players, the Sixers.
Okay.
And everyone.
All right. I'm going to tell you why I'm starting to. I don't know. I thought Nick Nurse was a good coach. And, you know, based on history, I'm saying Nick Nurse is a good coach. I think he knows what he's doing. However, I don't like his BS. All right. And I don't like his excuses. There's one game, he said, when the Sixers got off to an awful start, and it's happened a lot, we lack focus. Well, you're the head coach. If that's the case, you call a timeout maybe a few minutes into the game. Sit the guys down who aren't playing hard or lack focus and put somebody else in. That's one game. Then another game, he came out and said, you know, early, we didn't run the defensive plays that we had practiced. Well, then you sit them down. Then you call a timeout and you sit those guys down. I mean, he's the head coach. But the biggest BS comment that I heard from Nick Nurse was last week, and I'm going to play it for you. When I asked Nick Nurse, how many games you think it'll take for Joel Embiid to get ready to be playoff ready? How many games will it take at the end of the season? But one of the things he said was this. All right, let's play it.
I mean, I don't know. I think that I think it's probably a different answer for everybody. I think he kind of rounds back into shape and rhythm pretty quickly. I think I said that before, that there's been times where I thought he was a long ways from being ready to play 36, 38 minutes, and he would get there pretty quickly, right after one night out. So I mean, listen, I think obviously the more games we have him, the better. But I also think that we want to get to a point where he's as healthy as he can be come playoff or play-in time.
Do you need a certain amount of games?
That's enough. Because that's ridiculous. He rounds into shape pretty quickly. Now, do you believe that? Is the caller still there? Oh, okay. I was going to have him listen. And then, does anybody believe that? That he rounds into shape quickly? Takes, what'd he say, maybe one or two games to play 36 minutes? Really? He's not rounded into shape when he's playing many times. Does anybody have confidence that Joel Embiid can round into shape pretty quickly? I think I know the answer to that. And that's just BS. Just be honest. Hey, if it's going to take quite a few games, because they don't know when he's coming back, I wouldn't even bring him back, because what's the sense of making the play-in game? You're going to make a play-in game and you're going to be the road team for every playoff. That's not the playoffs in reality. You're going to be the road. The other team's going to have the home court advantage. I'm starting to wonder if Nick Nurse is not a total BSer, but an 80% BSer. I'm kind of tired of his either excuses, and that comment is the most ridiculous comment. I think it's the most ridiculous comment that Nick Nurse has made as a head coach here. All right, now let's go to Bob. I'm sorry, Bob. I kind of missed you there.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Hey, I wanted to change my comment. I want to talk about the Ohtani situation. Can I talk about that?
Sure.
I think that he knew something about it. There's no way. And I think nothing's going to happen to him because there's too much money involved. They're not going to suspend
him. Let me just clarify what you're about to say.
Okay.
Well, certainly he knew something because he had to pay the money. I don't believe that the money was stolen out of his account. I believe that he knew about it, but I don't believe in any way, shape, or form that Ohtani had anything to do with placing bets. Nothing.
Okay. Nothing. Okay, but does that violate any of the rules? And even if it does, they're not going to do anything to him. And that's because there's too much on the line for the league.
I think there might be a short suspension. The thing is, I think he was just trying to help a guy that's his friend. Well, he's not his friend. If you're losing that much money and you ask Ohtani, because Ohtani knows he's never going to get the money back, but that money is irrelevant to him. That's like a $5 bill to us with the kind of money he's making. But because it's in California, it's illegal, which is crazy. It's illegal, and they were investigating that bookmaker. It wasn't done through a sports book. It was done through a bookmaker, and it's illegal in California. So from that standpoint, if he paid willingly, he violated the law. But he would.
Yeah.
I think he's from everybody I talked to with the Angels, and I know quite a few people on the Angels, said he is nothing but a courteous, genuine, really nice guy. And there's just based on the comments that I've heard from people, there's no way he was involved in any of that other than helping a friend pay a debt. And if that's a crime, that would be a crime that you would get probation. And I don't know if you should suspend him because he helped a friend. And he probably didn't know the law, the law in California where it's illegal to make payments to a bookmaker. So, and they changed the story that it was stolen. And I get that because it's illegal. But in a court of law, it would be probation, don't do it again, and warn the guy. But I don't think he has the first clue, being not from this country, and really he's a resident of California. But do you think he really knows the laws of California when it comes to that? No, he helped a friend pay off a bet. So I don't think he did anything wrong other than that. And I think it would be a shame, because people want to see him. It would be a shame to punish him for something that he was not really aware that was a crime.
And could I get the buy? They get
sure.
dope.
Yeah.
Or I like to say it. I think you did like a hierarchy years back about that. I think Jackass is the top. Moron, dope. I forget what the order that you had, but you had like you said.
Well, you start with nitwit.
Okay.
Then you go to moron, and you can graduate to dope pretty quickly.
And then Jackass is the top.
I mean, nitwit, idiot, moron.
Yeah.
Moron and idiot could be interchanged, but dope is the top of the line.
Okay. Can I go to a talk show host and give two examples of what stupid things he said? And I think you're going to agree with it. Can I give you a talk
go
show
ahead.
Host? But if Elliot Shore Parks says some things, I don't know if he's doing this. I mean, there's a certain point. I get the clickbait thing, but there's a certain point where you're just making yourself look like a moron, an idiot. He said during Memorial Day weekend, after the Sixers got knocked out in the second round, he says, "Oh well, this has been a successful season for him. I almost drove off the road." I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" Well, they won, and he was going on and on, and I'm like, what's wrong with him? And then he says, and then I talked to him. I got in a big fight with him on the air. He starts saying how great Dak Prescott is. I mean, are you crazy?
Okay, so let's identify this. First of all, I agree. Elliot, right now, he's the leader in the clubhouse. He's the biggest dope. Elliot's a good guy, but it's clickbait. It is totally, and my nickname,
but he doesn't really
the
mean
nickname
that.
I gave him was Captain Clickbait. And that's all he wants to do. He doesn't care. He says he tries to make the comments as foolish and stupid as they can be because he wants clicks. It's all about clicks, clickbait.
I appreciate you, Howard, because you say what you mean and everything, whether I agree with you or not, you mean it with the heart. And I think that's being a fraud. And I'm sorry. I'm sure Elliot's a nice guy, but that's being a fraud.
Well, we can go to frauds in another week, but dope, we'll put him right now. He's the leader in the clubhouse of the biggest dope.
All right,
hey, thanks
Take
for the
care.
Call. Have a great weekend. It's just, well, you know, that's why I've never had a bad day in my life, because I just try to, you may not agree with me, and I wouldn't expect you would agree with me in, you know, maybe more than a few different cases. But I'm trying to be honest. I'm trying to tell you what I really believe. You know, in most cases, it's right. Sometimes it may be incorrect when you down the line. But I got to be honest with myself, to be honest with you. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the calls. You're to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Terrific place, as we saw for the people that came out to the town hall. Located in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. We were at the Horsham location, but they're all great. The $100 gift certificate goes to what we deem the winner of today, the biggest dope, whether it be callers, caller on caller crime, would be, and there's already been a caller identified, players or talk show hosts. It was based on you, Douglas, thinking there's whales or sharks in Lake Tahoe. And the Atlantic Ocean is close to Clearwater. It's a three-hour drive on the other side of the. he didn't even know what body of water he was at. It's the Gulf. Clearwater's on the Gulf. But he said some other things. But you just does it with a genuine feeling of belief, which is great. All right, we'll be right back. The time now is 94. WIP. You know what we got to do each week, and I'll take the callers. We got to pick an artist of the week, a musical artist of the week, and play that artist's songs. We got to come up with something to have a little spice to the music. So we'll have that'll be another thing that you can be a part of the show. You'll pick an artist that we should have.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have of the week. So if you want an artist for next week, you can kind of either catch me on Twitter or on Facebook or whatever, or you know, you can let the let my producer know, which is Ben Kenny today. All right, let's. By the way, the somebody on social media asked me, "What does Elton Brand do?" Well, he's the one that's responsible for drafting Tyrese Maxey. That was him, and it was admitted by Daryl Morey, because he wasn't here that long when the draft came up. I'm sure he scouts players, looks at players. Not that Daryl Morey understands what he's looking at there, because unless it's right in front of him on a computer, I don't know. He's got a real he's not very good at identifying good players, and that's history. You know, I'm going to relive his comment about a trade he made coming up, and I still want to play the Braves manager, Brian Snitker. All right, let's go. Let's go back to the phones, and let's talk to, right now, one of the biggest dopes to call, and that would be Cowboy Jim. What's up?
King, I know you were listening yesterday, but to the midday show, and you heard me trying to help. I tried to help you. All right. Orcas don't attack people. I've kayaked in Alaska with humpbacks and orcas around me. They're not dangerous. And then, you know, then Hugh says he wants to go see the Grand Canyon, but he only wants to drive there. So, does this make him a dope?
He wanted to drive. Well, you can, I guess, get close, but you got to take a plane to see the Grand Canyon.
He only wants to drive everywhere now. So, I want to go to the Grand Canyon, but I'm not sure he knows where the Grand Canyon is. So
probably does. He doesn't even know where the Atlantic Ocean is.
His cars always get stolen, but
he can't help that. There's nothing he can do about that, but he couldn't identify. He didn't know he was on the Gulf in Clearwater, and
yeah,
he thought the Atlantic Ocean was close. It's only on the other coast. It's a 3-hour drive.
I know. It was difficult yesterday. Now let's get to the Sixers. You know why the Sixers want to go to the playoffs? It's money. I mean, look at Sixers. I've been a Sixer fan since Dr. J. But these idiot Sixer fans today, they're fraud. Fans today, they go to Sixer games for something to do. I mean, true Sixer fans like myself, I don't want to spend a dime on that horrible team. But people just want to go down there to see the prices
are ridiculous. And now on now on the ticket, if you wait till the game, you can get tickets for probably at least less than half price. But the playoff prices have gone up. Next year's tickets have gone up. Yeah, that team only cares about making money. I agree with that. I agree.
So that's why I'm going to say for my dopes are local people that buy a Sixers ticket. That's my dope.
You can't include everybody.
Well, that's it. I'm doing that. So
okay.
Well, and I can't call myself. I can't believe John called me a dope. I mean, I complimented the man a couple weeks ago, and now I'm the dope. I can't believe that.
Well, I can. I mean, you're an easy target for a lot of reasons, and one of them is you lose with the Cowboys every year, and they will continue to be the biggest chokes. So you are a dope to think that they can still achieve anything. All right.
Well, I'm using extreme patience with Jerry Jones, but I know we'll find great young players.
Oh yeah, sure. All right.
Well, after watching the Green Bay Packers last year and how they looked with young players, I think Jerjo is leaning that way. You know, Cowboys had a lot of they had a lot of injuries.
You know,
they had a lot of injuries.
We don't care because the Cowboys will always choke. All right, have a great weekend. All right, let me go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning.
Morning.
Okay, so been following spring training, and I think the Phillies are going to continue their streak of getting off to a terrible start. With Schwarber, batting first, and you know what he does in April and May, that's like 120 or something. Then you got Rojas at the end of the lineup, batting 100. So there's your first hitter and ninth hitter, you know, that hardly can get a hit, especially in the first couple months. So that's why I think the Phillies are going to get off to a bad start.
And it's, you know what, his on-base percentage isn't good enough either. Really, say, well, okay, he walks a lot. But with his batting average under 200, and in spring training, I think it was around 110 as we speak today, somewhere around 110. Half his at-bats are strikeouts. You just got to move him down in the lineup. I mean, you can't just be stubborn like that.
Right.
Especially
in the beginning of the year.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
It's documented.
Yep.
It's crazy.
I agree.
You think Rojas will start up here or stay in the minors?
I think he'll stay with the big club. I think he's going to stay with the big club. Kind of an observation. I mean, you're going to change. If he gets at bats down there, it's better off if he gets at bats up here. I just think you want the defense. You'll live with his defense, even though he can't hit.
Did he? I know they wanted to work on his bunting the ball. Did he do any bunting during spring training?
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. Yeah. Well, yeah, but you're supposed to work. Like, how else is he going to get on base? He's got to work on it. All right. Who's your biggest joke?
All right. Especially for this week, Herb. And if you heard the comment,
why just this week?
Well, especially this week, because
okay,
he made a comment about Jack Fritz's wife that he should be banned from the station. I can't believe Jack handled it with class.
Totally inappropriate.
Oh, so, I don't know if you heard it, but it was really inappropriate.
No, you don't have to repeat it. If it was inappropriate, I don't want to hear it. So,
no, I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
But he's definitely a loser.
Okay. Well, he is a loser anyway. All right.
Okay.
You got it. Thanks, Jim. Thank you. 215-592-9494. We come back. Brian Snitker taking a shot at Phillies fans. I don't know if he took a shot. I think he was just honest. Really, I think he was just honest. I'm going to play that for you when we come back. The time now is 8:55. 94 WIP as we begin hour number two. Philly season Thursday, less than a week away. What will it take for the Phillies to win the division. I mean, you can have the players saying that's their goal. It's just, why wouldn't it be their goal? I mean, it's just what a asking that question. But sure, it's their goal. But what will it take for them to get there?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How do they beat the Braves to win the division? They play the Braves on Thursday. We're also talking about the Eagles. I thought Kenny Pickett was a better option at quarterback than Justin Fields. I'm not a Justin Fields fan, and I don't think the Eagles were either. From what I understand, they were not a Justin Fields fan. So Kenny Pickett, he didn't really trade that much, and it's okay. And I think he's going to be comfortable with being the backup. And the Sixers lose again. Shocking. They lose again. But the all-time comment of stupidity by the Sixers was their president, call him general manager, the president of basketball or whatever it is, Daryl Morey. That'll be coming up too. But first, before we go back to the phones, and I want to get right back to the phones, the manager of the Braves, Brian Snitker, made comments about the Phillies fans, and I don't think he was trying to be, he was being critical, but I don't think he was trying to rip them per se. He was just being honest based on experience. He was on a radio station in Atlanta, and his comments, and it concerned his wife. His wife was not happy with the Phillies fans. Let's hear from the Braves manager, Brian Snitker.
Is Ronnie serious that she does not want to sit in a crowd in Philadelphia?
No, absolutely. No.
So I think it's a big deal.
It's rough there. And they don't seem to mind either, quite honestly. I mean, it was rough on them all last year, to the point that, is concerning.
I have said this on the air for a long time, and I'm sorry, I'll say it again. I've had friends who go up there with road uniforms in Philadelphia, and I've seen ushers kind of look the other way and say you should know better. But you're saying yourself you don't feel comfortable, and she doesn't feel comfortable sitting in the stands in Philadelphia.
No, I tell her don't wear anything with Braves on it either, because, you're a marked person then. And like I said, they don't –
That's
people
silly.
Don't
no, that's ridiculous.
The home team, they don't seem to mind that our – wives and
are being
treated. It's our wives. It's our wives, girlfriends, families. You know what I mean? And inappropriate stuff being said around the children and things like that. And it's just, nobody seems to care.
I don't know that he's wrong. Now, hey, listen, you don't like the other team. All right. And the Braves always win the division. You don't like them. But I'll say this. You can't be rude and obnoxious and just brutal and inappropriate language with kids there. You can't do that. And there's probably too many fans that do that. It's one thing to be a fan and, be happy when the Phillies win the game, when the Braves are here. And you can let them know it. We're better than you. But don't be to the point of being obnoxious. Now, I'm not going to tell the fans. They're going to do what they want to do. But you just have some, I'll say, respect. They are the division winners. And they're people just like you are. I mean, I'm not going to – fans are going to do what they're going to do. But I don't know that Phillies fans want to defend themselves. But I have seen it. I have heard it. And it just, hey, listen, just hope you win. And then you say, hey, you can say some things which aren't inappropriate. But you can't be rude and obnoxious just because they're wearing another team's jersey. I mean, there's so many Eagles fans that go to and I'm sure there's Phillies fans now too, that go to other parks. You don't want them to do that to you. I think he's just being honest. All right, let's go back. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on WIP. Tony, how's things in Glenside?
All right, man. That's all right. I'm trying to find out how. Answer me this, man. Okay. What do you want Nick Nurse to say when it's time to talk about the team?
Well, but no. Here's the thing. When he said we lacked focus coming out for a game,
right.
Well, then call a time. It's your job. It's your job to correct that. So call a timeout. And if you see players that you believe lack focus, then you bench them and you put somebody else in there. I don't care if you put the equipment manager in there. You've got to change it. That's number one. Number two, when he said we didn't run the defensive schemes, the defensive plays that we practiced. All right. You know which guys aren't doing that. Call a timeout early in the game. And he said this, call a timeout and sit those guys down. That's what you do as a coach. You can't and then when he says, Embiid, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe Embiid gets into shape quickly?
No, he don't. We all know that.
Why does he say that?
Because as a coach, he's hoping, he's saying that this is what I want from my player to get.
Then say, I want it. What's wrong? What's wrong with saying, Joel, I need you to be in shape when we start the playoffs? What's wrong with saying that?
There's nothing wrong with saying that. But you want him to just blast his team. You want him to call timeouts and bench his team.
He
already has five players hurt already. So he's going to bench.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Then the other guy should play harder because they should try to be playing for a job, because when players aren't hurt, they're not going to get playing time.
I think that's what he's doing. He's looking and evaluating.
If they're not doing it, sit their ass down. I mean, it's not – you're the head coach. You know, the world has changed with head coach. Do you think Steve Kerr would put up with that? No. Do you think Eric Spoelstra would put up with that? He's already said he won't put up with that. No.
But he has a full bench. He's only playing.
No, he didn't. He didn't have Jimmy Butler here on Monday. Monday night? He didn't have Jimmy Butler. He's got injuries. Everybody has injuries. He's got injuries too. And if the players that he puts in there aren't doing the job, he will sit them down. Do you think Greg Popovich would put up with that? You know, now I've identified the better coaches in the NBA, and you got it. Nick Nurse is not on the last year of a contract. Nick Nurse is not on the last year of a contract, so he shouldn't worry about getting fired if he sits guys down. Sit them down. That's your job. That's your job. And I'm tired of his BS. He tap dances around so many questions. There's nothing. The truth will set you free. There's nothing wrong with being honest. Hey, we need to. You don't even have to say that. It says we need Joel to get in shape quickly. We need that. We need that. Don't tell me he gets into shape. He does get into shape quickly, because we all know that. That's BS. That's total nonsense. I mean, it's just. He's got an idea, he really does, how many games he needs for Joel to play. But the Sixers as an organization want to con you. They con you all the time. They want to con you into believing, well, it doesn't matter how many games he comes back and plays. Who knows how many games he's going to play before the playoffs. But
Him a better team, Howard?
What's that?
Does Joel make them a better team?
Yes, he does. Now my question to you is,
go ahead.
Does he make him a team good enough to get to a conference final?
I think he do.
No, you're wrong. You're dead.
History
has shown us that doesn't happen.
Team is different, though, Howard. This team is built to need Joel. This team with Joel
and that's
in the
a problem.
Middle of the floor.
They didn't build anything around him. Hey, I have said this before. You're a Joel fan, and that's fine. He is an extremely talented player. However, he's not a leader. He's not a winner. And he's more concerned about his own numbers. And that was clearly identified in the Knicks game when they played here on a Friday night, when he was had that 30-point-a-game streak. He got hurt in the first quarter. They're down by 27 points with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and he's still in the game. Why is he in the game? Because he hasn't gotten to 30 yet. When did he come out of the game? With 4 minutes, with 4 minutes left, he came out of the game because he got to 30. And you know why? Because the coach let him dictate what he wanted to do, not for the team. Who's to know that that injury he had with his knee wasn't aggravated by him playing in that game? Nobody's going to know that.
A lot of these guys' contracts, you know it, Howard, are built on incentives. Stop.
All right, who's your biggest dope other than yourself?
I take you as the biggest dope for trashing the Eagles, Sixers, and Phillies all the time.
Okay, all the time. Okay, all right. That's not the case, but I'll put myself down. Does that make you happy, Tony? All right, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your weekend. Tony, you might be a total fool believing this stuff that you believe. And this team has not been constructed and put together properly, whatever you want to call it. Daryl Morey has done a horrible job. Is this team any better now than when he took over? And the answer is no. They're still the same team. They've not gotten better. He's not made additions with trades. His additions have been poor. The James Harden trade was a disaster. And he could have made a better trade and gotten Halliburton. And he could have gotten Buddy Hield then. He traded a first-round pick for George Hill. How did that work out? It's just so bad what he's done. You got to, in case you have an injury, you've got to build a team around that player. Every team's going to have injuries. You have one player, and that's Tyrese Maxey, who is a great person, listens to the coach, does whatever you want him to do, and he really is, he's not a great player, he's a very good player, but he's good, but you got to build more than that, and that was not even his choice. He acknowledged that Elton Brand made that decision. All right, and here is the classic, the day on a draft, the day that the trade deadline, it was trade deadline day, and Daryl Morey said that he believed it was the best for Buddy Hield. It was the best draft deadline trade. He also made another comment, and I want to play that comment from Daryl Morey when he talked about Buddy Hield being with the Sixers.
We feel like we got the best player at the trade deadline that was traded. And we felt like he gave us exactly what we were looking for, which is, you know, he's one of the best three-point shooters in NBA history. We really like what he adds to the team. And we feel like our healthy group, our playoff rotation with Buddy Hield is right there with everyone in the entire league. He puts the fear of God in the other teams, like that the shots are coming. They're coming in transition. They're coming deep. They're coming off actions. Like, you need to pay a lot of attention to Buddy Hield on the court.
Okay. He puts the fear of God into other teams. Buddy Hield is no longer a starter. If you look at last night, he was no better than he was the fourth player to come off the bench, not the first player to come off the bench, not the second player to come off the bench, not the third player to come off the bench. He was the fourth player to come off the bench. He played 12 minutes. His shooting has been, to say poor is probably an understatement. Hey, listen, I like Buddy Hield as a bench player. But to say that he's part of your playoff rotation, what is your playoff rotation? So Nick Nurse had him as a starter for a while, realized he wasn't a starter. Then he was the first guy to come off the bench. Then he was the second guy to come off the bench. he played 12 minutes last night. He played 12 minutes. But he puts the fear of God. The greatest comment, greatest being the most asinine comment by a sports executive. It's just by a sports executive. He puts the fear of God, the fear of God into other players, the other team, the fear of God. Does anybody fear Buddy Hield right now? And again, I think he's a bench player, and I think he's a good bench player. Nothing, but you know, he went a little overboard in love with himself, making a deal. And I don't even know, there was too many expectations in what he said. The Sixers are what they are. They're a team that may win a play-in game. And then after that, I don't care. You know, if Joel Embiid comes back, we know how talented a player is. We know he's talented. We know he's talented. But they have nothing around him. And he's not a winner because he's not a leader. And he's too concerned about his own points. And I'm not sure. You know, I saw a story, and I don't know how. He's already said he wants to play in the Olympics, which he shouldn't play. Regardless, he should not play in the Olympics. But the team has no control over that. If he wants to play, he plays. He originally wanted to play for France. And then he realized that he probably wouldn't get as much playing time if he played for France because of Wemby and Gobert. So now he wants to play for the USA. How about that? He wouldn't get as much playing time. So he now wants to play for the USA. It's just mind-boggling. It's really a joke. It really is. It's terrible. All right. Let's go back to the phones. David in Drexel Hill, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, let me say something real fast for my comment. I've been calling you since you've been on the air. I was from West Philly, then I was from Lansdowne for 15 years, Drexel Hill. But you know what's funny about you, Howard? You had the right name before all the, because you're the king of WIP. Without you, this
well, whatever.
Think now, you know? Whatever. Hey, let me say this about Embiid, Howard. I used to call because he used to make me so mad at his game, and they used to brag about it, and I'd be like, he stink. You don't pass the ball. You dribble down court like you the point guard, then bounce it off your feet or throw it behind a man. You refuse to go down low being the biggest man on the court, and then this last season is the first season I ever rooted for him because he finally was going down low. I don't know who told him to or what, but I was giving the coach that credit. Like, this is the first one to change the big dummy.
Yeah, well, but he runs out of – but he it's hard for him to play the amount of minutes when he plays low because he has to exert more energy. That's why he stays outside a lot.
He needs to do it, and you know why?
I agree.
Because they got enough backup centers. They got two good – oh, why? I shouldn't say good because people might get mad. But two okay big men to come in behind him. Because
and
I'm
going to
call
stretch,
you back.
But that's all right.
Yeah. He will throw off the little chemistry this team built without him when he comes back because he's going to want to gun the ball. He's going to want to play his way and watch him probably not go down low when he comes back. And I'm going to be like, oh, and be
okay, so do you have – I asked this question earlier, and I put this question out there. Does it really make any sense other than financially for the team? Because that's their biggest goal is to make money. The owner does not have a passion to win; he has a passion to make money. So, excluding that, because we don't care whether he makes money, he's a billionaire anyway. Do the Sixers really? Should they really try to make the playoffs?
They should have been tanking game. They did it to get Embiid. I was shocked because
By saying that, do you really need to play Joel Embiid?
No.
You're not, I'm not asking the other players to not play at their best, and I'm not asking to try to put the best players out there. But if Joel Embiid, if there's any question about that injury, should he play? And if he doesn't play, you know.
Not at all. With his history, Howard, okay. With his history of getting hurt a lot, they shouldn't even take the chance.
That's,
for what?
I agree.
It's
I
stupid.
Agree.
Let me close on this, Howard. I used to think you were so bad, but guess what turned me with you, Howard? It's well, called Spike. I said, that man know how to raise a child.
Well,
but
yeah, but
he's
got delusional thoughts about the process and the Sixers. The process was
but
a complete
that's okay.
disgrace.
You made him an independent person. You made him. Hey, Howard, I give it to you because I got kids, and it's the greatest thing when you see them doing good. My daughter, Howard, she took over the cases for child sexual abuse for Puerto Rico. And
that's
she
great.
Does Glenn Mills here, and that's I realized she knew more than me. Hey, you have a great one, my
oh,
kid.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to take a shot at the biggest dope?
I'm going to give the biggest dope, Howard, is my boy Embiid for not understanding how to play basketball. When do you see the 7-footer be the point guard when you constantly throw turnovers?
Okay. All right. Hey, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend, David. Take care. 215-592-9494. The question today to win the $100 gift certificate, it's a different kind of question. You know, when I heard parts of you, Douglas, yesterday, not knowing where the Atlantic Ocean was, talking about whales or sharks in Lake Tahoe. There was another comedy, whatever. You just rolling along to roll along. And that's good. I like you. I really like him a lot, actually. And I'm glad he decided to come back to WIP. But yesterday, boy, he kind of jumped up to the head of the class of being a dope. So the biggest dope, whether it be a caller, a player, or a talk show host, and we got them all so far, but it's still wide, kind of wide open, and that's to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Did I give you the number? 215-592-9494. If I didn't, you got it, but you know it. You know it. The NFL has their, and we'll talk about it. It's just coming up, has their league meetings, but there's a lot of stuff and there's rule changes. There's rule changes that they're going to look at. And I think one they're going to look at closely, and I don't know if I would change it. I'll talk about it when we come back. The time now is 9:23. WIP on a Saturday morning, a rainy Saturday for most, a good part of the day, not all of the day. So we'll have some, the rain will clear up later in the day, but for the most part, it's going to rain. It's going to rain today. All right. The Eagles, the NFL has what they call their owners meetings. They go through a lot of different things. Really, just different things that owners need to do and stuff that fans don't really care about. But the things that fans and the coaches speak, I'm heading down there on Sunday. It's in Orlando. The coaches speak on Monday and Tuesday. And I believe Jeffrey Lurie usually speaks. That would probably be Tuesday evening. So I'm assuming he will do that again down at the owners' meetings. But they also go through rule changes. Some of them have some traction and some of them don't. One rule, and I don't know what the NFL's, what they're trying to do is get players to run back kickoffs. Well, first you didn't want them to run them back. Now you want them because you're afraid of injury. Now you do want them to run kickoffs back. And the kickers are so good, they always kick it in the end zone. So the rule, I believe, is to if they kick it, I guess they're to find some way that kickers won't kick it in the end zone because there'd be some kind of disadvantage if you kick it in the end zone. So they don't want them to kick it in the end zone. They maybe back it back up to the 30 instead of the 35. I don't know what you do, but I don't know that you can change that very well. You're going to take one of the players out of the game. You either take the kickers out of the game. You want to return guys, but you don't want them to get hurt. It's really kind of an – just leave it. Keep on changing rules. Just try to leave it the way it is. A tush-push is staying because it's nothing wrong with that. But that'll be one of the things that happens. And there's probably more conversation. Not probably. There is more conversation about trades because you see the general managers face-to-face. You see each of the guys. And you can talk more about that. I don't think the Eagles are done. But I don't know that there's anything big on the horizon. And if it is, it would be Hassan Reddick. And that would be right before the draft. And I don't know what they could accomplish out of that, to be honest. If another team's not going to pay him, he's not going to want to go anyway. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Never had a bad day in my life, Mark.
Yeah, I know. Same here. Sixers.
Yep.
Don't bring Embiid back. Run the season out. Get a decent draft pick. Get rid of Tobias Harris. Let him go.
Well, yeah, he's going to be gone. He's
yeah,
gone.
He's gone.
You know what? I don't even know. He might because I don't even know if you should re-sign Buddy Hield.
Well, that's just
it's a way to start fresh. I mean, I think he's a nice bench player. It depends, I guess, on how much he's cost. There could be a lot of different players on this team next year.
I would trade Embiid.
But you missed that window. If you did it before the start of the season.
Did. Yeah. I know you missed it, but this is where we are now. He's coming off surgery, hopefully successful. You know, he was producing at a high level in the regular season. I would move him. You're never going to win anything substantial with him. Never. With him being the centerpiece, you're never going to win anything with him. He gets hurt too much.
I agree, but you're not going to get enough for him. Daryl Morey, first of all, won't trade him because he's hanging on. And trying to tell people we're a championship contender. You're not a championship contender.
No. I mean, they don't even compare with the top teams in the league. But he's not going to trade him.
The time, you might have been able to get three first-round picks for him before the season started. Now you probably get one and maybe some other things thrown in there. But you're not going to get the value for what he can use to try to tell fans, oh, we're a championship contender and we're going to get this player, we're going to sign free agents. I don't know that players want to come here with him. Honestly, I don't know that players want to come here with him.
I understand that. Well, let me ask you a question about a really good franchise in the city, the Phillies. You know, they start up this week. What is your opinion of, and I know you don't like Schwarber leading off, I get that, but just the lineup in general, all the guys that make up the lineup, I have a lot of concerns about the lineup. I really do. I think they strike out too much.
What don't you like about first, Schwarber can't lead off. All right. My lineup, and I'll say it again, would be Stott, Turner, lefty, righty, Harper, lefty, either Bohm or Realmuto. And I think they like the difference in Realmuto's approach, so he might hit four, and I'm okay with that, either one of those. Five is Schwarber, and six is either Bohm or Realmuto. Then you got Castellanos, and then you got Marsh and Rojas. Am I missing anybody? No.
No, I don't like Realmuto in the cleanup spot. He's very undisciplined.
Well, I could put
Bohm.
I'd rather have Bohm, too, but it's just...
I'd rather have Bohm in the cleanup. I like that lineup, Howard, actually. I do like that lineup. I like
Well, you got speed at the top. You still have power throughout the lineup. You got... I'm telling you, it's their better lineup, and you can generate... When you're not hitting home runs, you can generate runs with speed at the top.
Are the Phillies going to make any more moves before?
Not before the start of the season. I think it's unlikely. But the season's so long; they have so much time to make moves during the season. So much time. So I'm not worried. I'm not worried about that. I think if they weren't going to get Montgomery, it doesn't look like. And Scott Boras got cut down to size too, which you know teams are telling him, "No, we're not going to pay you what you think they're worth. It's what we think they're worth." But anyway, who's your biggest dope?
My biggest dope that comes to mind right off the top of my head is Angelo Cataldi.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna tell you why. This guy for 30-some years made a living by ripping people. And by ripping people like Andy Reid.
Yeah, but he's not even here to defend himself. So
I understand, but man, he made
I'm gonna let you put that in there. I'm gonna let you put that in there. But you know, I understand what you're saying. I hear it, and I thank you for the call. But he's not here to defend himself. So and these other people, you know, Herb's gonna defend himself. Elliot's gonna defend himself. Cowboy Jim defended himself. All right, let's go. There's another Mark in Delaware. Mark, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the Sixers lost last night. I didn't realize that because I was watching. I was watching real basketball, the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, yeah. How's your? If you fill out a, I don't fill out brackets anymore because people that know anything about basketball can't win. They can't win because they pick it on, you know, the team's talent, and that it doesn't show up a lot of times in the NCAA tournament. And Jay Wright made a great point. You know, the better teams have 18-year-olds where these teams coming out of nowhere have guys that are 20, 21 that are better college basketball players. Not better basketball players, but better college basketball players. And they'll have a lot of guys going to the pros where these other schools, do you think, I mean, last night, is James Madison going to get a guy to the pros? Is Grand Canyon going to get a guy to the pros? Is Oakland going to get, even though that the player that shot all those threes, you know, he only shot for the season 8 shots that weren't 3-point shots. That's
incredible,
amazing.
Isn't it? Yeah.
He had 8 shots that weren't, he had 347 threes and 8 shots that weren't threes. It's amazing. Yeah. It's just
amazing. All right,
really
so I got your biggest dope.
All right,
so
go ahead.
Let me go to one of your favorite callers and say the guy that can't keep himself out of jail and say Arthur.
I haven't heard from Arthur. He might be back in jail.
Yeah, probably. All right, have a good day.
All right, you have a great day and a great weekend. 215-592-9494. Philly's playing today. They're on the road, but it's just I don't know that makes any difference that they're on the road. They're in Florida. And the trips most of the time, not all the time, most of the time, aren't long trips. Actually, this is not long. It's over in Tampa. They're playing the Yankees today. So the Yankees have a split squad, so who knows? Well, I guess the better Yankees will be playing at home. And the Phillies are not at home today. They did not have a split squad. So going to Tampa, they might travel some players because it's the Yankees. I know it's the games. I believe, Ben, is the game on WIP today at 1 o'clock? The Phillies, they're probably on TV, especially playing the Yankees. They're probably on TV today. They'll probably play a decent lineup, but they have not, the Phillies have not played the lineup they will use. They're on WIP?
Yep.
Okay, at 1 o'clock. They have not played the lineup that they will use to start the season yet. Have not. But the Phillies play today. Season starts on Thursday. The Atlanta Braves. Good time to play the Braves. I guess it's a good time to play them early. Phillies have a real easy schedule to start the season based on last year. Cincinnati, who I don't think will be a pushover. They play Pittsburgh. They play Colorado. But that means the schedule at the end of the year is probably going to be tougher. So we can talk about that too. Eagles did a lot. Still need to do some more, and they will. And remember, they have a lot of draft picks. I think they're going to make trades during the draft, and we can talk about that. What is it that you think the Eagles still need to be that team to go back to the Super Bowl? Same thing with the Phillies, to beat the Braves, just to win the division. But the Phillies are good. There's no question. The Phillies are a good team. 215-592-9494. And to win that $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, where things, hey, I told you things are hopping at the Borgata for sure. I mean, the sports book there is off the charts. Yeah, it's everything there is great. So it was hopping there the last couple of days. It's going to be hopping over, really exciting over the weekend. McGurk's same way. Not a sports book, but everything there is going to be great too. In three locations, Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville. The biggest dope in sports, whether it be a caller, players, or talk show host. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 9:42. 94 WIP. All right. Let me just touch on, just going over this box score. The Sixers lose to the Lakers last night, 101-94. They cover by a half a point. It was 7.5. You believe that? It's a joke. They scored 18 points in the fourth quarter. They're shooting. They shot 34% from the field, 22% from three, 8 for 37 from 3-point. They were out rebounded by 12, which I guess is understandable. The thing that stands out to me, at least the last two games, the opposing team has turned the ball over more than twice the number of times the Sixers, which is a good thing. So you would think it would be closer. Then if you get into shooting, Tobias Harris, I mean, it's just, he can't leave soon enough. 6 for 18. Kelly Oubre, still they're still looking for that car on the hit and run. They still can't find it. I'm being sarcastic because it never existed. According to the police, it never existed. He was 6 for 18. Maxey, 10 for 26, 1 for 9 from 3. Kyle Lowry, 1 for 6. And then Buddy Hield was the fourth guy off the bench. He was 2 for 6. 33% is actually good for him these days. And I did like Buddy Hield as a bench player, but now they've totally screwed him up. He doesn't know what he is anymore. But this is a terrible basketball team. Terrible. All right, let's go back. Let's go back to the phones and let's go to Ed in Brookhaven. Ed, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I wanted to. I talked to you last week. I ticked you off a little bit with my dunk tank answer. I just wanted to apologize for that, buddy. But you probably shook it right off because you never had a bad day in your life.
Right. That's all right.
Yeah. You said what the Eagles really need. Is that one of the topics?
Yep, one of them. What do they need?
I mean, even though Blankenship's a tackle machine, I don't think he's very good at coverage. So safety is a
They got a safety
priority.
They got CJ.
Yeah, but I still think we need another one. I think Reed, he might not even make the next. He might not even beat out the next guy. Like,
yeah, I think they've got to identify a corner. Now, whether they draft one. They think Rodgers, the player they signed who was suspended for a year from Indianapolis.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Could be one. Or Ringo. They think Ringo has a chance. But they need another defensive lineman. They've got a maybe for the future, an offensive lineman. And because they've lost.
Are they scrapping Bradbury? What's the deal with that?
No, apparently he's going to be with the team. But I just can't believe he could be a starter.
He's lower than molasses. No way.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody else. There's got to be somebody else. But they do need some. They're not a Super Bowl team. They're not a team that can go to the Super Bowl yet. But there's. They've got to add some more players, and the quarterback's got to play better.
Couple pieces away.
I think Saquon Barkley will help him because he'll catch a lot of passes. All right, who's your biggest dope?
Biggest dope. Let's see.
I think you should have that ready. All right. Well, if you have to think about it, you know, I can't wait on you. Let's go to Terry. Terry, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard.
Hi.
I get the biggest dope, I think, in sports. It's Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, it's an interesting.
He's on the golf app every week, and he does nothing but bitch about the PGA Tour, where he made millions. And
He's getting $200 million on the Live Tour,
right? But he's a baby. He's a crybaby.
Yeah, well, they've got to figure that out. They've got it, yeah. And they've got it. They're trying to figure out a way for them to merge. And
I understand
It's not a healthy situation, but
well,
but whatever. That's not a bad one. I know Phil. I haven't talked to him for a little while, but
thanks, Howard. See you.
All right, you got it. All right, let's go to Greg. Greg, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Good morning. How you doing?
I've never had a bad day in my life. It's just, even with the rain outside, it's another day in paradise.
I know. I'm driving in it, so it is not too nice driving around.
I'm sure it's paradise over in Marlton, too. Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
My biggest dope is John Tortorella.
And why would that be? He's done a good job with the Flyers.
Yeah, you name Couturier your captain, and then you bench him. And they're this close to the playoffs.
Yeah, well, the playoffs is just, it's kind of it's a happy moment, but they're not going to go anywhere in the playoffs. But the fact that they made this step this year, he's done a good job as a coach. You know, I don't know how long that can last because he kind of wears people out.
And
he really hasn't said why he's benched Couturier.
Right.
I don't understand.
Exactly. And they had no captain last year, and they name him captain, and you bench him. And he was out 2 years with a bad back. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't. That's kind of an interesting analogy. But I think it would be hard to identify him as the biggest dope because the team has probably achieved more than a lot of people thought they would have achieved this year. I think you would agree with that.
I agree. I just don't get, there's how many players you can bench in him.
Yeah,
they've
done better now. But they're with Danny Briere and Keith Jones, I think they're heading in the right direction. I've said this for months, that I think the Flyers will win a championship before the 76ers because they started where they needed to start at the bottom. Not that they wanted to be there, but they started it and they're making some good decisions. Sixers are in no man's land, the middle of nowhere, and they've got a guy that's clueless in making personnel decisions. Daryl Morey is a fraud and a con man, and he's clueless. Absolutely clueless. So I think the Flyers will win a championship. I don't think it's anytime soon, but I think they'll win a championship definitely before the 76ers. Definitely. So, all right. Hey, Greg, I appreciate the call. All right, Ben Kenny, working the other side today. Ben, our dopes, and I think we've identified the same guy as the biggest dope to win that $100 gift certificate for McGurk's. And who is your choice?
Yeah, we're going to go with Bob and Del Ran, who said Elliot Shore Parks.
And you told me, and I didn't hear it the other day. He said, what did he say the other day about Ben Simmons?
He said on the afternoon show that the city of Philadelphia was wrong about Ben Simmons.
Wrong. You know, they were wrong because they thought he was good. And I could see it early enough that he wasn't good enough. He was a player that was going to develop into a great player. They were wrong. They were wrong. They're wrong now because they think he's a stiff. I mean, it's just, there's so many other things that Elliot has said, but Captain Clickbait is what I've named him. You know, Elliot is really a good guy, but I think he stays up late, really late at night to come up with the most ridiculous, stupid, moronic things that he can say. And he just has a list. And he just rolls them out every time he's on the air. it's ridiculous. But Elliot Shore Parks is good. Herb was good, but Herb was too easy. But Elliot is the biggest dope. And Bob from Del Ran, you win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's and enjoy it. All right, Ben, thanks for your help today. Thanks for everybody that participated in the show. Phillies this afternoon at 1. The season starts for real. Will Bryce Harper be ready? I would doubt that he would play today. Is Bryce Harper going to be ready for the start of the season? The manager said this week that He has no problems. He thinks he will. So we'll see about that. NFL league meetings coming up beginning on Sunday. So I'll be down there if anything happens. And coming up next is Glenn Macnow and Mike Sielski. Am I correct with that?
You are correct.
Okay. Both those guys coming up. I'm sure they'll have a lot to say. And if you're enjoying and have enjoyed the time at the Borgata Sportsbook, it'll be crazy down there today and tomorrow. I think there'll be less upsets because now you're getting in the teams that are good. But so much for your pools and your brackets or whatever the heck you want to call them. You might as well just trash it now because that's what happens in these tournaments. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy it. And you know what? There's nothing better than the sun, and we'll get it tomorrow. WIP Sports Time is now 9:56.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.